I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Okay, gossip alert.
Now the latest from Hollywood.
And beyond.
It's Dana's Dirt.
It's brought to you by D-Best Floors & More. Their Black Saturday is going on now through the end of November. D-Best Floors & More, 7309 East Colonial Drive.
Apple TV is doing two things to try to win people back. First, a lot of people were upset because they have Charlie Brown's holiday specials and they were going to air exclusively on Apple TV. Yes.
Now, I was one of those people. Aww. What?
Now they're allowing the Thanksgiving and Christmas specials to air on PBS.
Yes, thank goodness.
Yes. They're also, they've got Mariah Carey's Magical Christmas special coming up on December 4th and Ariana Grande and Jennifer Hudson are going to be a part of that.
Hello. There's some voices. Voices all in one show. Wow. All right.
They're just going to be just overpowering each other. Yeah, it might just be. One on top of the other. Like, how many layers of runs can you do?
Stop with the runs.
That's
yes.
Right.
Okay, nice vibrato. We know you have it.
Yes. Wonder Woman 1984 is still going to come out on Christmas Day, so we get a huge blockbuster in 2020 still. It's going to debut on HBO Max. Okay, send you to the right place. Yes, the new HB Max. You find it? On HBO Max on Christmas Day as well. It's only going to be available there for a month.
Okay.
But whatever. That's cool.
Okay. Yeah. Wonder Woman. Is that it?
Yes.
Just
kidding. Did you crack yourself up?
I did. I made myself laugh. I'm excited to see it, actually.
Will Smith reconciled with Aunt Viv number one, Janet Hubert, last night on HBO Max's Fresh Prince of Bel-Air reunion special, which none of us watched.
No.
But it's going to live on there for a while, so we can see it whenever. Yeah. I just want to fast forward to that part.
That's all you want to see?
Everything else.
Yes.
You don't care about Carlton or anybody?
Aww.
I just want to fast forward to that part.
Okay.
This was your show back in the day.
It was. It was my jam. I can probably tell you I saw every single episode of it.
And you skipped this.
Yeah, I did.
You got to watch it.
I was tired and there were other things on last night.
What about Carlton?
So he's doing fine. Are you kidding me?
Wake up. Jay and Dana's Morning Mix.
Every morning.
Weekday mornings till 9 on Mix 105.1.
You see all over the news that there's these vaccines and when is it coming? Are we going to get it here in Central Florida? And if so, who's going to get it? Well, we don't know the answers, but this guy does. He's the Orange County Safety Director. Good morning, Danny Banks.
Good morning. Thank you for having me this morning.
So just the other day, we saw on TV that looks like Orange County, they've got their freezers in, so they're ready for when this vaccine does come out to be able to store it and to get it out to residents.
We did. We started paying attention to the development of these vaccines several months ago and just wanted to be prepared. So we invested in not only freezers, but also refrigeration. We know there's a couple different vaccines maybe headed our way soon, and we want to have the capability to store them when we get them.
Yeah, because, I mean, we don't really know, obviously, when exactly we're going to get it or how it's going to be distributed. So getting any information about the chain, you know, it's coming in on planes or buses or something, and then what happens, and then what happens, because it's so exciting to finally have what seems like really, really good news.
Yeah, Dana, you're right. You know, there's so much we don't know. But what we do know is we want to be prepared. We want to be prepared if all of a sudden we were to get maybe tens or hundreds of thousands of doses in Orange County. We want to be prepared to store it. We want to have a plan in place to administer it, get it out to the public. It really does nobody any good if it's sitting in our shelves or sitting in our coolers. So really that's our next step, is having those plans to, depending on the volume we get and when we get it, having those plans to move it out in the community and make it accessible to everybody.
So is this most likely a shot? Or because I know that there was some pause for people with getting your COVID test and seeing it's like it's not going to hurt to have that Q-tip up your nose.
Yeah.
But, so what is it like? Because there are different ways that you can get flu vaccine or different types of vaccines. I remember getting drops for polio when I was a kid.
Right.
Yeah. So how is the vaccine going to be injected into the body?
And we think it will be a shot. You know, that's not pleasant to a lot of people, including me. You know, none of us have liked the Q-tips up the nose, and we don't like the thought of a shot. But, you know, what's important is we give the best option to people. We want to make sure, all of us, that we've got a good, viable vaccine, and then we have the right opportunity to give it to people. So, you know, the shot is probably what it's going to end up being. Depending on the volume we get, you know, how that transpires is going to be important, whether it's going to be a big, massive drive-through site like we've seen with our testing, or if it'll be through hospital or healthcare organizations. We're still working on those plans, and really that will just depend on what kind of volume we get here in Central Florida.
And what is the plan for the county? How do you guys decide who gets it and who gets in line first, that type of thing?
Yeah, we think, you know, we may see this come in waves. We may see several different plans come at once. Certainly our healthcare and hospital organizations will be a priority. We think that our public safety servants, first responders, and healthcare workers may also get prioritization. A lot of it just depends on how much volume. You know, keep in mind, you know, we're hopeful to maybe get a million doses, but I don't think that will be an immediate reality for us. You know, we're competing against the rest of the world to try to get our hands on these vaccines. So we may see it come in waves, and then we may have to prioritize, you know, who are the most susceptible to the disease, and perhaps they would get vaccinated first.
Well, it makes total sense for it to happen that way, no matter what, even if it all came at once. I'm just picturing what would a million cars look like going through a drive-thru.
Yeah.
You know, like it's going to take some time,
you know,
no matter what.
You're right. And that's just one thing I want to caution everybody on is, you know, even if we get a million doses immediately, and I have no expectation that we could get that immediately, but even if we do, it's going to take some time to administer those doses. You know, right now, even through our massive COVID testing sites, we're doing, you know, 4,000 or 5,000 people a day in Orange County. Even if we double, triple, quadruple that number, that's still 10,000-15,000 a day, and it's going to take a while for us to reach a million people. It's a very, very large anticipated exercise, so we're planning as best we can right now to kick it off as soon as we get our hands on that vaccine.
Yeah, I saw a quote, and I think it was someone with Pfizer who was saying that by this time next year, things could be back to normal, if not sooner. And I don't want to be overly optimistic, but man, it feels good to just be looking at that and hearing that kind of news now.
Oh, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And, you know, I was remarking with my wife last night, talking about just think of how science has evolved just in the past year. You know, less than a year ago, none of us were even talking about COVID-19. And here we've gone through one of the world's worst pandemics ever. And yet here we are already talking in less than a year about the opportunity to have a vaccine that perhaps could cure it. So just a real good credit to science and those who have been working so hard behind the scenes to get us all out of this 2020 pandemic wave and looking forward to 2021.
Hang in there, Orlando.
Yes, and it's nice to know that Orange County is ready. You got a plan. So he is the Orange County Public Safety Director, Danny Banks. Thanks so much for spending some time with us this morning.
Thank you, Jay and Dana. Great to talk to you.
You too. Bye.
Take care.
Jay and Dana's Morning Mix.
Let's go. Woo! Weekday mornings till 9.
Hey, the first voices I hear in the morning.
Oh, my God. I have to turn up the volume.
On Mix 105.1.
You did not just say that.
No, she didn't.
The Daily Dilemma.
With Jay and Dana's Morning Mix.
Never know what you're going to get in the Daily Dilemma. People ask for all kinds of advice. This one happens to be to do with Thanksgiving. So let's see if we can help them out this morning.
Hey, Mick. First off, been listening to you guys since I was a kid. So I know that you've talked about these things in the past. I just don't remember what people said. My girlfriend invited her parents and her little sister over to our house for Thanksgiving. I think that's awesome, except there's one problem. I don't know how to cook Thanksgiving dinner. I mean, I can make spaghetti and grilled cheese, but who wants to have that on Thanksgiving? Now, I'm always up for a challenge, and I really want to impress them, so I want to come to you guys for advice on how to simplify this whole thing, and we don't embarrass ourselves. She says, how hard can it be? Just look at the instructions and follow directions. But I've heard horror stories, and I don't want to be one of them. So help us out, man. We're listening.
They all say that.
So first of all, if you want to impress anyone, you're going to have to get a new phone.
Yeah, that was it. What's going on there, pal, with your flip phone?
Yes.
Start off with that. Okay, here's one for you. If you haven't bought your turkey yet, man, make sure you get it today, especially when they're like 40 cents a pound, because it's time to start defrosting that thing. The last thing you want is to go cook that thing on Thanksgiving morning and it's hard as a rock.
I thought you were going to say, like, impress them with the price. I got you. Cheapest bird.
Yes. Nothing but the best for my future in-laws.
I mean, personally, if you really want to impress them, just buy it already cooked. Pretend, put it in the oven it's like you cooked it. That's exactly what I would do.
Either way is fine. Either way is fine.
Thank you, Dana.
You can't take credit for it and say that you did that.
Credit for going to get it. That's your hard work that paid for that turkey.
Like, wow, how did you smoke this thing? Oh, you don't even own a smoker. Well, it's a gift I have. It's a new oven. All right, listen, if you
don't
can help
lie.
If you can help him out, 407-919-1051. Just some simple tips that might help him and other people too.
Mix 105.1.
Daily Dilemma today wants to know how to not mess up Thanksgiving dinner for the very first time. Lisa, good morning. You got some tips, some advice?
Good morning. I'm about to give you a real simple tip for the turkey. Tell him to buy the Reynolds Wrap turkey bag to cook it in, and it'll fall off the bone. You don't have to bake. You don't have to do nothing.
I heard that those bags sold out. No, I'm just kidding. No.
There goes my advice.
I was like, there goes my turkey.
That's good advice, though, Lisa. I've actually never heard of those before.
I'll mail it to you guys so you can mail it to him. It's not a problem.
Thank you. Have a good morning.
You too. You guys are a great station.
Oh, thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Misha, what advice do you have?
Hi, Jay. I think so. He should have a friend around who does cook like me. I have a friend who asked me to cook for them, and I don't have a problem because I love cooking. So he should ask them, and the friends will give him advice, you know, how they cook it and everything. So he will have input and the good food.
Everybody's got that one friend that really knows how to do it well. So make sure you keep them nearby and on speed dial.
And who's up for cooking, what, two Thanksgiving dinners?
Maybe three.
That's really nice of you.
If I put the one... If I put the one in, I can put another one, and it's easy as it goes.
I think Misha has double ovens.
Yeah, she must.
Yes, that's it.
Roxanne, what advice do you have for him?
Just a quick tip. Butter is frozen. It goes...
One more time?
So this is great because you're actually breaking up, and I just picked her, I'm like taking notes. It's like, wait, what?
Wait, what did she say?
I think she said butter.
Butterball has a turkey in the frozen food section. It goes straight from the freezer to the oven.
Really?
It's already seasoned. It's in the bag. Or the directions on the bag. You have no problem. They just put it in the oven.
Okay, that's cheating.
No. It's not cheating. No,
hey,
it's not.
Simplify it. I never even knew that they offered those. Okay. It's, thank you, Roxanne.
It's a little more expensive, but it saves time, it saves crap, and it makes cleanup a lot easier.
And it's probably less expensive buying two birds.
Right, for the one that you mess up on.
Jay and Dana's Morning Mix.
Every morning.
Every morning.
Weekday mornings till 9 on Mix 105.1.
You ever had one of these types of wardrobe malfunctions? You leave the house knowing what you're wearing, but you completely forgot that you're not in something that's maybe fit for public? And then you end up going into public and going, oh gosh, last night was bunko night with my wife and a couple of her girlfriends, and they themed it out and did soup and had PJ night, right? So one of the girls, one of the moms, left to go there and said, you know, I'd like to have a bottle of wine to bring over to it, and I don't have cash to play. So she just stopped by Publix real quick, ran in, bought a bottle of wine, and got some cash back. And about halfway into the store, she's getting the wine, completely forgot that she is dressed in PJs.
I don't think it matters this year.
Well, yeah. That's what I
really
was,
don't.
That's what I was wondering. So they all had a great laugh about it. And another one of their friends is a stylist. She goes, morning, noon, and night. She goes, people come in PJ pants all the time now. She goes, you know, occasionally. It used to be here or there you might see it. She goes, but it's become more the norm now. And so is it acceptable now in 2020? Is that the thing?
It's that carpool line look.
Yes.
That you didn't want your parents to have first thing in the morning. That's caught on. Now it's a thing.
It's the new style in 2020.
I think it's acceptable anytime. I don't think just because it's 2020, it should be acceptable. Wear your pajamas whenever you want.
Well, then I'm going to start wearing them here. That's
do
like
it.
Our new
nope.
uniform.
Jay and Dana's Morning Mix.
Let's go.
Woo!
Weekday mornings till 9.
They're the first voices I hear in the morning.
Oh my God, I have to turn up the volume.
On Mix 105.1.
It's called flip service, okay? It's very scientific. It's where you can't decide between two things that you're mulling over and you're like, I don't know what I should do here, so we help you figure it out. It's simple. All we do is flip a coin. Very scientific. So, 407-919-1051. It can be about family, the holidays, a new job, anything you want, and I'm going to start it off if you guys are all right with that. So,
sure.
Here's what's going on. Thanksgiving this year at my house has been downsized considerably, right? We usually have about 18 people. Not happening this year. And I always roast a turkey and I always deep fry a turkey. Right now in my house, I said, I'm only doing one because there's only a handful of us that are going to be doing Thanksgiving. And we are split 2-2. Me and Kylie and me, we went deep fried. Stacey and Caleb went roasted. So I figure we'll go to the coin. Here we go.
What?
What do you mean, what?
You better roast that turkey.
Oh, see, no. Kylie started leaning more towards deep fried, too, because it's got more flavor.
You better roast that
turkey. All right, here we go. Heads is roasted. Tails is deep fried. Coin is up. Caught. It's tails. It's deep fried. all right. It cooks a lot faster, and it sure as heck is a lot easier. 45 minutes compared to 6 hours.
Stacey deserves to be happy.
She does.
She does.
I know she does.
She never wins.
She doesn't. 407-919-1051. It's flip service.
Jay and Dana's Morning Mix.
We're helping you make up your mind this morning. It's called flip service. All you got to do is tell us what's going on in your life, the two decisions you're trying to decide between. We flip a coin. It's that simple. It can be absolutely anything at all. So, Wendy, what are you trying to decide between this morning?
Stay with one job or go to another.
Oh, you got an offer?
Yes.
Heads is you're staying put. Tails is you're moving your tail over a new position.
So, all right, let's do it.
What? Time for a new job, Wendy.
Oh, my God. Cool. Thank you so much.
That's a good thing?
It's like we gave you the job.
Yeah, it really feels that way.
Well, good luck with it.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Y'all have a great day. Bye.
You too. All right, Jessica, your turn. What two things are you trying to decide between?
Okay. You guys picked perfect time to be doing this morning. I have gotten an hourly job. Because of COVID, I'm in the food industry, and business has obviously slowed down.
Right.
So I took an hourly job that is not great money. Now I got hired at two restaurants that are more money, but because of possibly things closing down again, I'm trying to decide between staying with the more money now or the steady hourly income.
Wow, tough choice. All right, let's go. Heads, more money now. Tails is more steady.
Ooh.
I know, here we go.
Okay.
Up, caught, flipped. It's heads. It says you're going to go for the more money.
All right.
That's a good thing, I think, right?
It is. Fingers crossed.
Check back in with us in like 6 months.
Please, yes.
Yes.
Lay the coin if it doesn't work out. Good luck to you, okay?
Thank you.
Bye, Jessica.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Michael, good morning. What two things are you trying to decide between?
I'm deciding between shaving my face and shaving my back.
Okay. I know my pick.
Yeah, can we just tell you which one we think? All right, here we go. Heads makes sense for the face. Tails makes sense for the backside. Here we go. Coin is up. Caught. Flipped. It says shave your face, but listen, man, while you're there, do us all a favor. Wrap it around to the back.
But you know what? It's getting cooler out. So having a little extra covering may not be a bad thing.
Your winter coat?
Right?
Go naturally
now. I need my winter coat.
That's right.
Okay.
Sounds like I need to do both.
Yeah, I think so.
You guys are saying I need to do both. All right. I'll keep that into consideration. Thanks, guys.
Bye.
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 Jay and Dana's Morning Mix.
Every morning.
Every morning.
Weekday mornings till 9 on Mix 105.1.